Chapter 24. Kovac was a great believer in the element of surprise. Forewarning only gave people time to get their lies straight. He didn't like to make appointments for interviews. Better to just show up. The sudden appearance of a homicide cop with a lot of questions tended to rattle the average citizen. Of course, he knew he wasn't going to get the jump entirely on David Moore's alibi witnesses. Kovac had no doubt that Moore had been on his cell phone the minute he had gone out the door the night before, but they wouldn't be looking for him to just show up. After Liska had gone, he ran Edmund Ivers and Ginny Bird through the system. Both came up blank for any known criminal activity. Ivers turned up on Google. As David Moore had said, Edmund Ivers was an entrepreneur, 57, had made his fortune in multiplex movie theaters in the Twin Cities and Chicago. He had offices downtown, a home in the pricey suburb of Edina, and a place on Lake Minnetonka, where mansions had dotted the shoreline for more than 100 years. He sat on the boards of several film councils and half a dozen charities, a man seemingly above reproach. But then, in Kovac's experience, those were the people who often had the weirdest skeletons in their closets. Ginny Bird, on the other hand, did not exist. Kovac couldn't find her anywhere. He tried running variations on her first name, Virginia, Jennifer, Jenny, Jennifer, nothing. Tried alternate spellings on her last name, nothing. She was not in a phone directory, didn't have a car registered in that name. She wasn't on the list of registered voters, nor on the tax rolls for the state of Minnesota. Moore claimed Ginny Bird was an associate of Ivor's. So Ivers should have her address and phone number. Kovac glanced at his watch. His stomach was growling like a dog. He needed lunch and a gallon of coffee and about 3 packs of cigarettes. If he hadn't thought he would dislocate his shoulder doing it, he would have patted himself on the back for his restraint with the smokes. He had always run a big investigation on caffeine, nicotine, and adrenaline. His cell phone went off before he could think too much about falling off the wagon. Kovac. Detective Kovac, my name is Edmund Ivers. The element of surprise had just turned around and bitten him. A preemptive strike. He immediately believed this to be a sign of something rotten.
Mr. Ivers, I guess you've spoken with David Moore.
Yes. I heard about the attack on Judge Moore last night. I called David right away, of course. He told me you'd have some questions.
Yeah, I do, Kovac said. I was just on my way out. Can we meet somewhere?
I'm at my office. Do you have the address?
I'll be there in half an hour.